For one of New Hampshire's biggest developers, Brady Sullivan Properties, there's been a lot of bad news over the past year. State and federal investigators have found lead contamination and illegal toxic dumping. And those are just the cases that made headlines. In recent years, there have been other complaints involving Brady Sullivan projects from homeowners and others. As NHBR's Jack Rodolica reports, regulators have not taken a comprehensive look at all these incidents to see if there's a pattern at play.
Dan Krim is zipping himself into a hazmat suit. He's in his garage, covering every inch of skin before he sets foot inside his home.
I never thought I was going to be in a situation like this.
Yet, here he is. He puts on goggles, gloves, a respirator, and steps inside. A smoke alarm with a dead battery beeps in the stairwell. That's just one of the signs Dan Krim abandoned this home. It's a one-story, pale yellow, prefab house in a Laconia subdivision where all the houses look the same. And when they bought the place from Brady Sullivan Properties in 2010, the house was just built. But the Krims say they noticed a huge crack in the foundation.
You can see everywhere I turn, I can be able to look and I can be able to see it.
The basement flooded when it rained. Moisture built up in the house, and mold and yeast sprouted everywhere.
My uniforms, my dress blues that I was handing down to my son.
We got tubs of Christmas items.
Clothing, baby toys that are in there. Look at the paperwork, how moldy that is.
Dan Krim says the mold made him, his wife, and son sick. Chronic colds, memory loss. They sued Brady Sullivan and fled the house.
When I retired from the military, all I wanted to do was settle down. We trusted, you know, we had a prominent builder.
A few weeks after this interview, the Krims and Brady Sullivan settled the lawsuit for undisclosed terms. But 5 years ago, complaints from homeowners in this subdivision, which is called Paugus Woods, caught the attention of the New Hampshire Department of Justice. The state hired an engineer, and when the engineer inspected about 40 brand new homes, he found 450 code violations. Attorney David Rienzo with the Justice Department says Brady Sullivan had advertised the homes as up to code.
Because that was not true, because that is a promise that was made to the public and a promise that was broken, that provided us with the legal rationale for taking action against Brady Sullivan in this matter.
Taking action meant the Attorney General, the state's top law enforcement agent, sued one of the state's biggest developers. That lawsuit filed in 2011 stated the safety problems in Paugus Woods were so severe it, quote, may indicate a pattern by the builder to ignore building codes. That suit was ultimately settled, but over the past 5 years, complaints have popped up at more Brady Sullivan buildings across New England. State and federal regulators say the developer is responsible for mishandling toxins. Tenants and homeowners say they moved into homes with health and safety hazards. Laborers say they weren't paid for the work they did. Marcus Hearn is a land development scholar at the UNH School of Law. He says scattered complaints against a big developer, they wind up in front of city, state, and federal regulators who each only deal with individual parts of the developer's business, like public health, workers' rights, consumer protection.
It's a little like the blind man and the elephant. You know, some people have got a piece of tail, another bit of trunk, a tusk. If there's anything serious that needs to be done, somebody needs to get a bigger chunk of the elephant.
Shane Brady and Arthur Sullivan, Brady Sullivan Properties founders, declined an interview for this story. In an email, the company's attorney denied all the claims made by consumers. Since 1992, Brady Sullivan has built thousands of units of middle-income housing across New Hampshire, plus luxury condos and apartments in Vermont, Florida, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. And a lot of the complaints against Brady Sullivan stem from the smaller contractors it hires to do construction and demolition. One of those problematic contractors is Environmental Compliance Specialists Incorporated, or ECSI.
I'm Jesse Wright, and I own 111 Main LLC, which also houses ECSI.
Back in May, the planning board in Kingston, New Hampshire, called this contractor in to testify about whether he was using his land legally.
There is no asbestos. You don't keep asbestos on site there?
No.
Okay.
Regulators say ECSI has broken city, state, and federal laws while working for Brady Sullivan. In 2015, the EPA concluded that ECSI spread lead dust into apartments while sandblasting at Mill West, a Brady Sullivan development in Manchester. A few months later, state and federal regulators investigated a tip ECSI allegedly drove toxic debris from Mill West to another Brady Sullivan housing development in Massachusetts and then buried the toxic debris in a basement.
I adhere to the regulations. That's all I have to do.
While public health regulators have sanctioned ECSI for its work at Mill West, labor regulators are looking for another Mill West contractor who allegedly refused to pay workers.
Trabajamos desde mes abril.
In the parking lot of Mill West, I met up with a woman named Delmi. According to a complaint she filed with the New Hampshire Department of Labor, Delmi says she, her husband, and son were hired by a contractor to install drywall at this apartment, which is owned by Brady Sullivan. She says the contractor is refusing to pay her family. We agreed to not publish the family's last name because they're undocumented immigrants from El Salvador. Delmi's son Christian translates.
Yes, they haven't paid us in a while. They owe us
$20,000. $20,000?
Yes.
Regulators from Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts have gotten similar complaints from laborers who say they weren't paid by contractors working on Brady Sullivan job sites. So all these complaints about toxic dumping, unpaid wages, living in unsafe homes, they've led to regulatory actions against Brady Sullivan or its contractors. There have been lawsuits and settlements. Regulators have forced cleanups and told contractors to write checks to unpaid workers. But regulators haven't looked at all these complaints together to see if there's a pattern, as the state suggested in its 2011 lawsuit. I asked Attorney General Joe Foster, whose office filed that suit, what he made of all this, and he was noncommittal.
It may well be wise for us to take a look at this, but I really can't comment on it until we take a deep dive. I don't think that would be fair to Brady Sullivan.
In the meantime, the AG says, buyers beware.
The consumer should do research into who they're buying their products from.
Trouble is, while much of Brady Sullivan's record is public, it's not accessible to the average home buyer. You'd have to seek information from a dozen city, county, state, and federal agencies to get a glimpse of the big picture. For NHPR, I'm Jack Rodolico.